The Ramban also agrees with the Ravid that since the Gemara is making the Mishnah there the Afroftes, like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says that there is no love the rice in Achilas Chometz. In Achilas Chometz, Kedem's money and Lachas money. So the Aloha is like Rav Shimon, even Kedem's money. Not like the Rambam. The Aloha is like Rav Shimon only in respect to Lachas money. But Kedem's money also. Kedem's money also. But it's also Ba'achile Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis Midereise because of Tashbis. The Balam Moria also is also Chilik and the Rambam. And the Balam Moria, I mean the Rambam is not Yochid, the Gelim also and the Rif agree with the Rambam Shite. But the Balam Moria is Chilik and the Rambam Shite, and he agrees with the Ravid and the Ramban that we pass like Rav Shimon in respect to Chometz Lachas Mane, Chometz Shel Yisroel Lachas Mane, and bein in respect to Chometz Kedem's Mane Erev Pesach, but whereas the Ravid and the Ramban both say that even according to Rav Shimon, who says there is no love the Raisi of Lisechol of Chometz Erev Pesach Lachachatzis, but it's also Bachile Midraise Mitzad Nisarese of Tashbisu. He says Midraise according to Rav Shimon and Alibidi Hilchase, there is no Isa the Raisi to eat Chometz Eftachatzis. On the contrary, there is a big mitzvah Midraise to eat Chometz Efter Chatzis, because we pass him like the Rabbonim of Rav Yudeh, the Talikusos in the Choldovo, so he can be mashbis the Chometz by eating it too. I mean, this also Ashbosi. It's Ashbosi in the stomach. Why is that worse than Ashbosi of Peir Vizir Leruach? So of Peir Vizir Leruach. So Mele, so that the Baramoya, and the first period on the sugya davov, so he says, "Niu afogav v'lekainel noche elo kirab shimen doma abein lifnei zmanei detz davgimu in the riv." The fourth line in the Barmea, "V'lekainel noche elo kirab shimen doma abein lifnei zmanei bein laachas manei einir eiver olav v'lekrum." Hilka Cheshon Gdushon, Mio Afogav the Sphere of Rav Shimon in the Eder of Leiklum, Leimotsinu Shecholak Rav Shimon HaMedresh, Arbiyim Orishin Tashbishu Seyam Boteichem, Acholak, Iname Dechsiv Leisishchet Al Chomez Dam Zifri, Leisishchet Es HaPesach Vadayin Chomez Kayom, Vim Ochil Lei Meichel Mishishoyis Lemaila Ad Erev, in Eva Bachelose, Sheilcho Hashboso Gdeo Mizu. So he's Mikhail Mimitzi. In other words, if he doesn't get rid of the Chometz, Erev Pesach, and he has Chometz in his possession, he doesn't get rid of it, then he's Eva Ramese of Tashbisu. He's Eva Tashbisu. According to Rashi, so you don't see the Bali Hoi Erev Pesach. But the Balamoya Shiti is Bali Hoi is only on Pesach itself, not Erev Pesach Lachachatzis. But if he possesses Chometz Erev Pesach Achachatzis, he's either an Esef Tashbisu. But if he eats it, then he's Mikhail Mitzef Tashbisu. In the Hashbosok Deo Yisra Mizu. So, Shein Lechash Posok Deo Mizu. Ava Lechatchile, Eile Lishay Sei, Nishenich Miso Shoh Shishis, Dikaimo Ale Mitzes Tashbisu, Mitzchila Shoh Shvis, Midichsiv Acholak, Vichachomim Osu Lohem, שו שישיס מדבריהם שלו ליישי ולשארינו לכתחיל למיך אבל of course for the Rabbonon you're not allowed to eat it even the sixth hour and even the fifth hour you're not allowed to eat it but with the Rabbonon it's even more sabanoye in the sixth hour but with the Reise after Chatzis it's also b'shiyeh mitzad yeseh but b'achil is not also yamikayim mitzvah tashbis so he goes beyond the shite of the Ravid and the shite of the Rambam. Alright, now the question is this: now here I mentioned all that because it has to do with this Gemara. Now I'm awesome. Reb Meir. Why? I'm awesome. Reb Meir. Eichlin kol chomesh v'seyev mitzvah sheish. Reb Judah imir eichlin kol arba v'tilin kol chomesh v'seyev mitzvah sheish. Die Kula haben mir als Chomets mich schon in so einem Eilu sehr minolon. So bischleim according to the Rambam that we pass like Reb Judah. So we understand the Rosh Hashanah Gemara. The Gemara says mir Chomets mich schon in so einem Eilu sehr minolon. Because it's also in the Reise, so how do we know it's also in the Reise? Also in the Reise. And even according to the Ravid and the Ramban who say that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, so you also understand the Gemara. So too according to Reb Shimon there is no lab, but the Ravid and the Ramban say it is also in the Reise. So there is a misarese, misatash bisu. So we can understand the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, the kula alma miya chometz mishishoy yisulamay losa. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, mentions this raya, that Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, like Reb Yehuda, this Gemara, davdalad amud beis. The Kula Ome Mia Chometz Misheishoy Solomai Oseh. So it's a raya that Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that Chometz Kedem HaPesach is Oseh Bilav Kedem HaPesach Lacha Chatzis. So then the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos is Masik and the Ramban says, what's the raya? The Gemara doesn't say the kula alme that mias chometz mishish shoyis or mailo osa bilav v'yesh b'malkis osa, but the osa is because of the nisareser tashbisu even according to Reb Shimon. But the shail is according to the balamoyer. The balamoyer says that the aloha is like Reb Shimon. That there is no love the rice in Achilas Chometz Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzis and there is no Isares either. On the contrary, is Mikhaim and Mitzvah. The Gemara says here the Kula Omen Mias Chometz Mishishoy Yisrael Maila Osa. The Gemara means the rice. The Gemara doesn't mean the Rabbonon, because the Rabbonon even before Shishoy Yisrael Osa. So the Gemara means the Raise. So how can the Gemara say the Kula Alma Mia Chometz Mishishoy Yisrael Maila Osa? So the Baramoya is difficult from this Gemara. So there is a very simple teret that here the Gemara doesn't mean Kula Alma all the Tanoi. The Gemara doesn't even mention here Reb Shimon. The Gemara only mentions Reb Meir and Reb Judah, who are chilek in respect to the Rabbonon, when the Yisrachil and the Rabbonon begins, whether Bisho Shishis Obishoch Hamishis. So the Gemara, when the Gemara says, the Kulaome, the Gemara doesn't mean Kulaome, all Tanoim, all Amoroim, everybody agrees that it's also Midraise. It means Kulaome. Kulaome means Bein Reb Meir, Bein Reb Yude. So Bein Reb Meir, Bein Reb Yude agree that after she shows is also Midraise. Because according to Reb Yude, there is a special art. Lisechel Olof Chometz. Olof means on the Korban Pesach. That means after Chatzis, when you can already be marked the Korban Pesach, so you cannot eat Chometz. And Reb Meir agrees with Reb Yude on that. Reb Meir is only chelik on Reb Yude in regard to the Rabbonos, whether the Yisrael Rabbonon of eating Chometz begins in Shor Shishis at 11 o'clock or in Shor Hamishis at 10 o'clock. But as far as the Derais is concerned, so there is no machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yude. So the Kulaom, according to Bar Moir, has reference to Reb Meir and Reb Yude, not the Kulaom. Everybody agrees, we also agree. No, because we passing. Like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yudah, but like Rav Shimon. So Mele, Erev Pesach, Midraise, Chometz is not Osir on the country. After Chatzis is Mikhail Mitzvah Tashbis, if you need it. Alright. Now, the Rashi. How do we know that Chometz is Osir? Mishay Shoyes Ulmai. What is it? The Binyim El Leili El Leitoi Inche. So in other words, how the Rashi is explaining, how does Gemara know that Chometz is Osir Erev Pesach Midraise? Because if it wouldn't be Osir Midraise Erev Pesach, so then the Chachomim wouldn't Osir Midrabono on Erev Pesach. Because you'll ask, but the truth is that Chometz is Osir Midraise after Chatzis, and still the Chachomim made it. And they said it's also Bishor Shishis, Bishor Hamishis. So he says, once it is also in the daytime, after Chatzis, so then the Chachomim has his yoke, as a death even before Chatzis. Because between four Chatzis and after Chatzis, a man might make a mistake. But if Midraise, it's not also Erev Pesach altogether, only at night, how can a person in the world make a mistake between day and night? Between day and night? So Mimele, the fact that the Chachomim assert certain choice, Chometz as his yog, shows that certain choice in the daylight is also in the rising. מנורות, אמר אביי תרי קרוי כסיב כסיב שבע שיונים סיילו ימות סביבותיכם וכסיב ארבע ימורי שאין תשביסו סיום מבותיכם. So there is one posseg that says שיבס יומים סיילו ימוצים ותך, ונאנדה פוסק says ארבעים אורישים תשביסו סיום מבותיכם. So there is a stir because the posseg שיבס יומים סיילו ימוצים ותכם implies that one second that you don't have to be mashbis the chometz before Pesach begins. It says shivas yomim seyelim motzim v'teichem. So that means you cannot have chometz in the 7 days. And now, so shivas yomim seyelim motzim v'teichem. So that means, on the contrary, that you have to be mashbiset before Pesach, because the Torah says shivas yomim seyelim motzi v'teichem. So you cannot have chometz any part of the 7 days. Now, if you are going to be mashbis the chometz on the first day of Pesach, so there must be a portion of the first day of Pesach when you do possess chometz. So in order not to be aver of the lav of shivas yomim seyelim motzi b'vateichem, so you have to be mashbis the chometz before the 7 days begin. Because if you're not mashbis the chometz erev Pesach, so then the first hour of the first day, in the 7 days of Pesach, you still possess chometz. So the posik shivas yomim seyelim lo yimotzim v'teichem implies that the ashbose has to take place before the 7 days begin. But then the other posik says arbiyim arishein tashbisu seyelim v'teichem, the first day. And if you are going to understand that Yemarishim means the 15th, so Mimele, a portion of the 15th is not Mushbes. So how can you fulfill the posse of Shivas Yomim Seyelim Motzim Batech? Okay, son, how can we reconcile the two psukim? L'rabbe is aboso libio. In other words, that means in order to reconcile the two psukim, we have to say that Arba'im Rishayim doesn't refer to the 15th, but to the 40th. Because if Yom Rishayim refers to the 15th, so then there is a stira between the two psukim. So that means that on the 15th you can be mashbis. But then, if on the 15th you're mashbis, so how can you be mikayim the shivas yomim seyelim motzim v'teichem? So the first hour on the 15th, the chometz is nimzol v'teichem. It takes some time to be mashbis, to collect the chometz and burn it. I mean, it takes, and to destroy it, I mean, with a burning or something else. So it takes some time. Okay, tzad. So the only way to reconcile the two psukim is by saying that Yom Rishayim refers not to the 15th, but to the 14th. So maybe we can fulfill the posik of Shivas Yomim Seyelim Motzim V'teichem also. Oh, Rashi, Shivas Yomim Seyelim Motzim V'teichem, afilu shoachas v'sich Shivas Hayomim, uchsiv arbim Rishayim tashbisu harei shoa b'shoachas. Hokeitzat, l'rabbi sarboros olibio. Dalkoch ochayo rishim kedem l'chol shivokoma. Dehain arboros. So why do we say that rishim means arboros? Because otherwise there will be stire between one posik and the other posik. Deine Rabbis Leilei Chamishoso Libio, maybe the Yimorishe Tashbishu Seboteichem. So as reference to the 15th, but if it is reference to the 15th, how can we fulfill? So he can wait till the 15th begins and then start being Mashbiz the Chometz. So how can we fulfill the Pasuk of Shiva Siyomim Seri Motzim V'teichem? The first hour after Shkia. So then he already has Chometz in his possession. If the Ashbose has to take place on the night of the 15th, no, so we could say that the Pasuk Shiva Siyomim Seri Motzim V'teichem means that in the daylight part, all the 7 days, I mean, so you, the Chometz has to be mushbos, but you can be mashbiset in the night of the 15th. So then, when it becomes daylight, it's already mushbos, so I can fulfill the pasuk of Shiva Siyomim Seri Motzim V'teichem. Veimel Rabbi Israel Chamishoso Shel Yamtin Ad HaBeker V'Hoche Koma Ar B'Knisas Yimogi Shein Miyat Ashbisu Dim Shivas Yomim Hava Mini Yomim Ein Leileis Lei Yomim Ein Leileis Lei. But shouldn't make a mistake. If we said Yomim Ein Leileis Lei, it doesn't mean that the night of the 16th and the night of the 17th and of the 18th, you can have chometz. Chas v'sholem. If you can't have chometz in your possession, the daylight of the 15th, how can you be allowed to have chometz in your possession the night of the 16th? After all, the night of the 16th comes after the daylight of the 15th. But when he says Leil Yisrael, it means Leili Slay, the Lilo of the 15th Lay, not all the Leili Slay. That is inconceivable. So, Ve'imel Rabbi Yisrael Chamishos Libuyo, Disalk Leila Chamini Yomim Ksiv, Yomim Ein Leili Slay, Komash Meron Afil Leilis. So the Gemara says, Ahuli Yisrael, that's what he couldn't say. We couldn't say that the Shivas Yomim Seri Motzim V'teichem begins with the Beikah of the 15th. Why not? Do is kashas v'sasei l'achilas chometz v'achilas chometz l'achilas matzon as v'sasei l'achilas chometz d'chsiv Shivas Yomim Seri Motzim V'teichem k'cholich u'machmetzes v'nichriso v'achilas chometz l'achilas matzon תכסיף כל מחמצס לא יסיחלו בכל משפיסיכם תכלו מעצייס וכסיף ביבי מעצו בערב תכלו מעצייס. So ממילא we have to say that the פשט in שיבס יומים צייל ממוצים בתיכם means that the שיבס יומים begin with the night of the 15th, not with the עמוד השחר of the 15th. So then the question is, what does the B'yim Rishon Tashbis refer to? Not to the 15th. The night of the 15th would be too late, because I already would be there. Shiras Yomim Seyeli Motzim Boteichem. So it means in the day of the 14th. When? After Chatzos. Alright. Ve'imel Rabbi Yisrael Yudalet Lebiyo. Alright. So granted that Arba Yimo Rishen has reference to the 14th. But how do you know it has reference to the Chatzos of the 14th? Maybe it has reference to the evening of the 14th.
1 hour before.
No, not the evening of the 14th. Mm-hmm. the evening of the 14th, 12 hours before. Why 12 hours before? 18 hours before. 18 hours before. 18 hours before the Chatzis of the 14th. Ve'ime l'rabi yisro yudalot l'biyo, so the Gemara gives the Teretz, b'yim ksiv. It says, b'ar b'yim ovishin tash b'yisem b'zechem. How could it mean that the night at 6 p.m., just when the evening of the 14th begins, so that's Bayim or Rishen, that's Natsayim, that's Lyo. Ve'eime mitzafre, but maybe the Pshat in Arboyim or Rishen, true Yeim implies the daylight. But how do you know it means noon of the daylight? Maybe it means the morning of daylight. I mean the morning, the baker of the Yudalet, not the Chatzis of Yudalet. Ve'ime mitzafre achoak. So there are two pshat in Rashi. One is a simple pshat. And it means ach is a mute. So that means ach b'yim orishen tashbishu seyam bateichem. So miksas hayei muter u'miktsose izosa. So it's mimayit. So miksas hayei muter u'miktsose izosa. U'miyato achim v'rakim miyutim. Aume miksas haye muter umiktsose yoser umeato yishlon lechalek chetzil yiser vichetzil eda. Then another pshat. That's based upon the achaz bata gif. That means if we take, you know, there is a certain cheshbon of adbash. Adbash means that we substitute the last letter of the Aleph Beis for the first, the Tov for the Aleph, the Shin for the Beis. That's Adbash. And then there is another substitution, and that's called Achaz Batagif. Achaz Batagif means that we divide the first eight letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis. In other words, the first seven we take off. Aleph Beis Gimel Daled Hey Vav Zayin. So we have the first seven letters. What is the eighth letter of the Aleph Beis? Ches. So we have here Ach. So we substitute the eighth letter for the Aleph. For the Aleph, the Ches for the Aleph. So we substitute a Ches for the Aleph. And then, if you start counting again, Achas, 1 second. So Achas, so the first seven letters, and then the eighth is like the Aleph. And then again, You have eight letters starting from the seven letters from the eight. So you have Ches, Tes is two, Yud is three, and Chof is four, and Lamed is five, and Mem is six, and Nun is seven. And Tzamech is the eighth. So again, so you have the Tzamech, Achas, and then you have Bata. So if you substitute, for the Aleph, you substitute the Ches, and then for the Chof, so after the Chof, when you start counting seven after the Chof, so Lamed is one, and and Mem is 2, and Nun is 3, and Samach is 4, and Ayin is 5, and Pei is 6, and Tzadik is 7. So in other words, so you have Chet. So in other words, by the substituting the Achas Batagif alphabet, so that the Ach changes into Chotz. What does Chotz mean? Chotz means divide, split. Achaz v'tagiv d'achaz. V'teifeis ches tachas alef, v'tzadig v'mokim chof. So you have to split a day into two halves. So after chatzis is muter, and after chatzis, it is also. All right, now let's say the whole Rashi. Hokitzet l'rabi zal kol chai orishin rishin kinu l'chol shiva koma da'ay na'ar bo oseom. Ve'im el rabi yisleil chamisho oso shal yam kenada beikea ve'orah koma arvos nizasim arish miyat ha'shpisu dim shvashon na'ar amine yom imein l'il yisleil ha'shbos ha'seya l'achil ha'schomet מישור שאיזה שלך הוא חומר ציבו להשביס הסעיר תכסיף סעיר ללמוד סביבותיכם ככל איכל מחמצס ואכיל אס חומץ לאכיל אס מצו מישור שחי לך הוא מצו היזה שלך הוא חומץ תכסיף כל מחמצס להיסחיל וכל שביסיכם תכו מצס וכסיד בערב תכו מצס על מזן אכיל אס מצו ואיזה חומץ ואז בוס הסעיר מישך השיחו אחוואק Akim, the Rakim, Yutim, oh yeah, that we learned about the Rashi. Let's go over the small tasters, very important things. Uchsiv arbeim orishin tashbis. Pierce be contrast mit chayev. So, in other words, we have a steer, an apparent steer between two psukim. Because the posig of Shivasom Selim Osim Beteichem implies that all the 7 days it has to be mushbes, and the posig arbeim orishin tashbis asem b'teichem implies that if we say that yom orishin is reference to the 15, so then it implies that we can make the ashposeh at the beginning of the 15th. So that means that part of the 15th, so it does not have to be mushbeses yet. Pirush ha-kontres midechaye v'imagishen l'hashbis michlau v'miktsosim muter. So that has to have reference, so in order to be in harmony with the posik of shivasyom yisraelim osim b'teichem, so it must be applied to the 14th. מכלל ומקצוס אמותה, ואיניר אלרי, תותשביסו עבורי, ולציבה הכוסף ליסייר פי אלו לי אחר ניסורי. In other words, that's Tesfis Lishitose. We discussed it yesterday. In Dafyut Beis, in the Gemara, we're discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shite, that Atashbisu is al the Sreife. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Dafyut Beis on the Beis, Emesai, that is Bisreife, Shaloi Bisman Biurei, Aval Bisman Biurei, So he doesn't have to be safe. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesfis Dafyut Beis. Rashi says Shaloi Bisman Biurei means Shoshishis Kedem Chatzis Aval Bisman Biurei, and according to Rashi, as we pointed out yesterday, Loisman biure means when it's not osir to be possessed as yet. So that's kedem chatzis, because after chatzis, it's already osir in possession. So it has to be mushbes already. So emesai that is bisreife according to Rabbi Yehuda, shaloi bishmal biure kedem chatzis shoshishis. When it's already osea in possession, in possessing it, so then as Bessor say behold of all. So as Bessor behold of all. Tezves is chilek. He says just the reverse. That emesai that is a shreite shaloi bizman biure. Lacha chatzis. Because why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's shreite? Because he learns out from Neser. And Nisa is already Osaba Moye. So Mele Chometz, when does it require Sreifim? When it's already Osaba Moye. When is it Osaba Moye? After Chatzis. So then there is a mitzvah of Sreife. But Bisman Biurei, Kedem Chatzis, and that's the usual time for most Jews to be Mivaya the Chometz. So as we so say, behold them. So this shite is all over that the mitzvah of Sreife is Lachas Manisurei, not Kedem's Manisurei. So Mele, he cannot say like Rashi, that Baryim Orishin Tashbisu, since the Ashbose has to take place in the Yim Orishin, so apparently in the Yim Orishin it's still Mikzose Muter, because on the contrary, the Tashbisu has to be realized when it's already Osa Banoi. So why couldn't we say that Yemorishin Tashbisu means, Yemorishin Tashbisu means that it has reference to the 14th, but how can you be, it has reference to the 15th, but how can you be Mashbis on the 15th? It's already Oseh. On the contrary, the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to take place. The mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be realized dafter when it's already Oseh Banoi. פירוש הקונטרס מן החיים מהראשון לאש מלחל צוסימות הבין עיר הלבי ותשפיס עבורי ולציבה הכוס מסורפי אל אחר איסורי ועיד עם משמויז דעים רישים משמע מיקסס מוטר מה צורך לאח חולק לאח חולק מי הוא לשני שני שפירוש הקונטרס ביח חץ ביחס פתר או שפיר. So that's the reason, because if we didn't have Ach, so I would know, even without Ach, I would know Mikzosi Muter and Mikzosi Osa. But I wouldn't know how you divide the Mikzos that is Muter and Mikzos that is Osa. How we know that you divide it, you split it in the middle of the day, maybe you split it at 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe at 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe at 2 in the afternoon. Why at noon? So because acholak, So then we sleep because of chet. So he sleep in the middle of the day. Nun shnish bis a kumpre zachet ba chaz batar oz shab vinir levi. So the pshat, according to this, is different. The misura di krokedoresh. In other words, because ach b'yem orishin tashbisu is the whole posik is miyusa. Assuming that yem orishin tashbisu means the 15th tashbisu, so the whole posik is superfluous. The 15th that we have to be mashbis, even if the Torah didn't say arba yem orishin tashbisu. Torah says, Shivas Yomim Seiri Motsiv Boteichem. So Mele, the moment the first day begins, we have to be Mashbis. What? He'll wait till the last hour on the seventh day in Shvi'ish al Pesach. So the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Seiri Motsiv Boteichem. What does it mean? The first moment in the seventh day, you have to get rid of the Chometz. So why does the Torah have to tell us Arbayim Arishin Tashbisu? Even if the Torah didn't say Arbayim Arishin Tashbisu, I would know that it means the beginning of the first day of the seventh day. You have to get rid of the Chometz, not wait till the last hour of the seventh day. And then so it's superfluous. So what is it? Marbe the 14th. Veid midichsif ach vidashinu likamon acholak isporich. Anyway, so here we have a basic machlekes, very basic machlekes between Rashi and Tesis all over Misachas Mitzrochim. It is that machlekes runs all over Misachas Mitzrochim between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be realized on a day when Miktsose is muta. It has to be fulfilled before the Isachomet begins. And according to Teisves, the mitzvah of Tashbisu midiraise has to be realized after when it's already Chometz is also. That's the reason is why Teisves and Rashi are chilek in regard to the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Einesai, Rabbi Yehuda says that Chometz is bisreife shaloi bishasbiyo. So Rashi says shaloi bishasbiyo necessarily means kedem chatzis, because lacha chatzis is already osir. Chometz is already osir, and the key mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be fulfilled before it is Rosa, while it's still Muta. And Teisve says just the reverse. Einesai aneimei that biochomets is only bisreife shaloi bishas biyo efta chateis, because Teisve shite just the reverse. Teisve shite just the reverse of Rashi. Whereas according to Rashi, so the Tashbisu has to be fulfilled Kedem's Mani Surei. So according to Teisves, the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be realized Davke Leachas Mani Surei. So they're very basic machlekes. A very basic machlekes. Alright? That's the machlekes. Why does Rashi say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be fulfilled Davke Kedem's Mani Surei? Davke Kedem's Mani Surei, what's wrong with saying, as Teisve says, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to be realized when it's Lachas Mani Surei? It's Lachas Mani Surei? Why? So there is a very simple, after all, Teisve has a strong taina against Rashi's Lomdes, David Beis. After all, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Neser, just as Neser is Bisreipe, so Chometz is also Bisreipe. And Neser, when it's Nisreif, it's Lachas Mani Surei. Vaneser menad beika beishi Surei. So that is, then it's already also Vanoi, So why couldn't we say the same thing in regard to Chometz? So there is a very simple teretz on this kasha against Rashi. Because neiser, there is no iser to possess. Is there an iser of Bal Yiroye ligabi neiser, that you're not allowed to possess it?
No.
You have to burn the neiser. Whatever remains by the morning, so you have to burn. But there is no iser in possessing neiser. So memele, it can be fulfilled. The mitzvah of Shreite can be fulfilled. Le'achas man isurei. Mashin kim by chometz there is a lab of bal yiroye u'bal yimotzei. So memele, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of bir chometz le'achas man isurei? Because Rashi shiti is that le'achas man isurei, so not only is it osa midraise. In Achil and Lanoye, Rashi Shite goes much farther than the other Rishenim. Le'achas man isurei, Rashi Shite, Dav Daled, and Davov, and Dav Choftes in Bovekame, that Le'acha Chatzisar of Pesach, if a Jew possesses Chometz for 1 minute after Chatzis, so is there a lot of the rice of Bal Yiroye, Bal Yimotzei? Taste the shit is that when is a Jew of Bal Yiroye, Bal Yimotzei? Only after in the 7 days of Pesach. But Erev Pesach, even according to the Buddha, that there is Malkus for Achille, for Anoye, he loved the rice. But it's Bal Yiroye Yanateva Erev Pesach. Only after the night, the night of the 15th, the Bal Yiroye begins. But Erev Pesach Achatzis is not. But Rashi Shiti is that even Erev Pesach Achatzis, you are either Bal Yiroye. So the question is, some Mele Rashi is logically forced to come to the conclusion you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Tashbis or after Hatzis. After all, he's only a human being, so it takes him some time to burn the chametz. He has to collect the wood, make the fire, and then he burns the chametz. So he burns one piece of chametz. Let's say he has 50 rolls, he has to burn. He cannot be burned, all the chometz in his possession in one split second, and even if he could, so there will be 1 second when he will have chometz in his possession, he will be able to have the raise. So mimele, the mitzvah of Tashbisu obviously has to be realized before the love of Bal Yiroye begins. So mele, in order to preclude the avere of being Masha Chometz in his possession, even Shoachas, so he must burn it before Nun Erev Pesach. Because if he starts burning it, let's say, if until noon, so he lies down, and then he sets the clock at noon. The clock should ring. So then he gets on bed, he jumps and gets wood, he collects wood, and then he gets matches, he lights wood, and he collects all the chametz. It'll take him an hour to do that. So within that hour, he possessed chametz, so he'll be there. The love of Bal Yiroye for a whole hour. So the only way to preclude the avera of Bal Yiroye even for 1 minute after Chatzis is by doing everything before Chatzis. So we must say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be realized before Chatzis. After Chatzis, it's too late. He's already there, Well, the Roye, all right, if he didn't, so is there Bal Yoroi. But in order to preclude a repetition of the Bal Yoroi, so then he still has to destroy it, but he will be able Bal Yoroi even if he postpones it for 1 minute. So that 1 minute that the Chometz was undestroyed after Chatzin. Not Lachman Yisroi. Now, but because Lachas Man Yisroi, he already be able the first few moments after Chatzis, he'll be able Bal Yoroi Mashin Ki Tisves Tisves Lishitose that Bal Yoroi only able on Pesach. Erev Pesach and Ativa Bal Yoroi. Erev Pesach and Ativa Bal Yoroi. Some Mele we learn out from Nisel, just as by Nisel, the mitzvah shreif is lachas man yisroi, not kedem it becomes Nisel. So chomesh also, mit der Reise, the mitzvah shreif is kedem man yisroi. And then you ask, but if he waits, so mit der Reise, he can go to, he can lie down to Chatzis, Erev Pesach. And just set the clock should ring, you know, at 12 noon, 12 noon, 12 standard noon. So the clock, the clock starts to ring. He gets up bed and he works fast. Doesn't have to run. He just has to not to take vacations, you know, I mean every 5 minutes, and just to start working, collecting the wood. And getting the fire and lighting the wood and then collecting the chomet. He has no avera. He's nikayim mitzvah, only mitzvah. He's not even about the way. Suppose he decides to burn the chomet the last 5 minutes before Shtiye, he'll have an avera, even according to thesis. Why? Because he's mechuyev to destroy it at the beginning of Chatzis. At the beginning of Chatzis. Some mele, he's nevatlenes. I'm not so sure about it, according to Jesus. Maybe he has no avera midaraisi. Maybe it's possible that according to Jesus, he has no avera midaraisi, even if he waits until the last hour. Let's say sunset is at 6 p.m. So he waits till 5 p.m. and then there'll be plenty of time, you know, to collect the wood and the chomets, to make a fire and to destroy them with between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Maybe he has no avera. Maybe he has no avera. That's another question. That involves another question. Because true according to Teisves, so there is no Bal Yoroi. According to Teisves, there is no Bal Yoroi Erev Pesach. But maybe, you see, according to Rashi, we have to say it. But maybe it's true according to Teisves too, that while there is no Yisrael Bal Yoroi Erev Pesach, but maybe if a person will wait with the destruction of the chometz until the last hour, until 5 p.m., there's plenty of time. The sun will not set, you know, half an hour after noon, so there's plenty of time. So Mele, if he waits, suppose he waits till 5 p.m., then he decides to start collecting the wood and the chometz and to burn it, maybe he's either an iseresi of Tashbisu. Maybe in Tashbisu is implicit two things, nato echiyuvese, to destroy the chometz, and the iseresi, to keep chometz in his position. So true, according to Teisves, there is nobody roi after Pesach, after Chatzis. But since the Tashbisu begins at Chatzis, maybe Tashbisu implies two things, a Chiyuvese and the Nisarese, to possess Chomets. Like Bali Roy, except Bali Roy is a Nisarab, and this is a Nisarese. So Mele, if he deliberately postpones the destruction of the Chomets, and intentionally he possesses Chomets for the 5 hours after Chatzis, when he could have gotten rid of all the Chomets the first hour, if he hadn't been lazy, so maybe he's either a Nisarese. I don't know about it. But according to Rashi, so Tashbisu has two aspects. First of all, there is a chiyuves of Tashbisu. I'm a chiyuv to destroy the Chomets. And according to Rabbi Yudeh, so the chiyuvese of Tashbisu is to be fulfilled dafke through Sreya, not through Pere of Israel or what, that not. And then Tashbisu also implies a nisares to possess Chomets. But according to Rashi Alesk, why do we need a nisares of Tashbisu to possess Chomets? He's either a love of Bali Roy. So there is a love and an essay. Why couldn't there be a love and an essay? According to Rashi, it is like that. Because that's the pshat in Rashi. When Rashi explains the Gemara that you raise, Omar Rav Yudeh, im esay aneina bisreife, im bichom esreife, shaloi bizman bi. That means shor shishis. Then there has to be sreife. But lachas mambio, if he didn't burn it before Chatzis, he didn't burn it, all right? So he acted shalikidin. So then he can destroy it through whatever means he wants. Why? Because insofar as the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Tashbisu is concerned, so that is dafke before Chatzis. After before Chatzis. But then, after Chatzis, there is a nisares of Tashbisu. There, according to Rashi, there is love of Bali Roy, and there is a nisares of Tashbisu also if he possesses Chatzis. Some mele, if he wasn't mivayah, if he didn't burn the Chomets before Chatzis, he was mevatel in Ezer Rashi. He cannot fulfill that essay anymore. Too late. But in order to preclude the love of Bali Roy, according to Rashi, is here Bali Roy, and to preclude the Isares of Tashbisu, he has to destroy it. He didn't destroy it before Chatzis. He has to rush and to destroy it through the quickest means. If the quickest means is by burning it, because he has a fire available, all right, let him do that. If the quickest means is by throwing it into the sewer, because that's the most available method, then he has to do that. And if he doesn't, so the weight of all your order and the Yisaras of Tashbisu. But as far as the Chiyuvese of Tashbisu is concerned, so of Asmanu Botel Kobane, according to Rashi. He cannot fulfill it. That's Rashi Shit. This is Rashi Shit. But Teisa Shita is not like that. Teisa Shita is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu begins only after Chatzis. Now, then, as to the kashe of Rashi, but how can it begin after Chatzis if he starts working on the Ashbosk's comets at noon, so there'll be a few minutes at least, no matter how quick he is in his work, but it'll take at least 5-10 minutes until he destroys it. So within that 5 and 10 minutes, he'll be a Balihoye. So this answer is, there is no Balihoye, Erev Pesach. There is no Balihoye after Pesach. So just the Chiyuv of Ashbose. So maybe according to this verse, it's possible that he's allowed to postpone it too. Of course, he's not his Rizin. Srizin Magdim Limitzvah. So from the point of view of Srizin, he has to rush at noon to destroy the Chomet. But Srizin Magdim Limitzvah is only Mitzvah Namufcha. It's not an Avere. Maybe it's no Avere according to Jesus and the rice level to postpone it till 4 o'clock, till 5 o'clock. Or maybe even according to Jesus. So just as according to Rashi, so Tashbisu implies a chiyubese and the nisarese, a chiyubese kinem chatzis, and the nisarese lacha chatzis. Maybe according to Tesfes, it also implies two things, a chiyubese and the nisarese. A chiyubese, but according to Tesfes, the chiyubese is also only after chatzis. But there is a nisarese too, if he's very slow in his action and he keeps on postponing it, so not only is he mivater chiyubese, he's even nisarese too, maybe, I don't know. But according to Rashi, it goes without saying that Hashbiso implies a chiyubese and a nisarese. And the chiyubese is dafke kedem chatzeis, lacha chatzeis, he cannot be kind bese, and the nisarese is lacha chatzeis. So then there is a nisarese, and then there is Balihoye also. But Balihoye also. Now that's Chazishit. Now, in that context, I want to mention the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Rambam in Pirkei Aleph Nuches Chometz Umatzo Halacha Beis says as follows: Ve'aminiyah Chometz Bereshusei B'Pesach Havo Pisha Lo'yochlei Eire V'Shnilav Mushinema Lo'yoy L'choseya V'chol B'ucho Vinema seri motzi libetechem. Then Halacha Gimel says, Ein aleike mishum leiroi vli motzi, Elohim kim kono chomez b'pesach, Oy chimtzei kidishi yase b'imais. Avo moyo le chomez kirim ha-pesach, Uba ha-pesach vli biarei, Elohim nichi b'rshusei, Afo pishov al shnei lavin, Ein aleike min ha-teiro, Mipnei shalui osa b'imaisei, So the Rambam says that Balgoy Balimotze, usually there is no Malkes, because it's a lapshin in Maise, except if it was done with the Maise. Konochom is a Pesach, or on Pesach, he baked right on Pesach, he mixed the dough, and he let it stay idle, shiur meal. So then is high malchus. But so then is high malchus. Now the question is, why is it high malchus even if it involves a maize? Konochom is a pesach or chintzei, but it's a rabban the classic. There is tashbis, there is a gemore in psochim. Turn to the gemore of tzadikay. But there, צדיק ה' עומד א' תום רבון that's in the middle of the עומד ככל חוק הזה הפסח that's in מגעת הפסח שם יעשו איזה יוכל כשם שהוריש נוסה ובעלי רואי ובעלי מוצאי כך שם יוסה בעלי רואי ובעלי מוצאי תלמוד לימר על מצס אמרים יכלו So the Torah spells out in regard to Pesach Sheni certain things, certain protein. Al matzis umreim yachlu. Does that implies only these protein apply to Pesach Sheni? But Bali Roi Bali Motzi doesn't apply. Then the Gemara says, Veinli ala mitzasese mitzasleisis minayim Talmud lema li yashiru minu adbeika Mrs. Lacey should meet the classic. Mrs. Lacey said, Gomu Nayan, Talmina Betsam, Lijbobe. Ma, Prat and Foolish, Mrs. Sessel, the Lacey should meet the classic, the Lacey said, Gomu. Of course, Mrs. Sessel, the Lacey should meet the classic, the Lacey said, Gomu, the Holy. The Matsis, the Holy. The Matsis, the Holy, Michael Marbet, Leish, the Potty, my Mightly, as Bosses say, Eva Hano. Mitzvah Gufi Odin Bichole Do Yeshem Nadeika Michael Barber is Eitzin Menu. Then, Bipoti Michael Maitlei. So in other words, on one hand, the Torah says, Kichol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Isi. That's a general expression. That is Marbe. All the halochas of Pesach, Ligari Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, the Protein of Matzah Semreim Yechlu is Nimai. Only these things, but other requirements of Pesach Rishon do not apply to Pesach Sheni. Only the requirement of Matzah Semreim. So on one hand, Kichol Chukas HaPesach is Marbe, the requirements of Pesach Rishon. On the other hand, the Protein Matzah Semreim Yechlu is Mimayit, certain requirements of Pesach Rishon that they do not apply to Pesach Sheni. So the question is, what is the general expression Marbe and what is the specific expression Mimayit? So the Gemara says, the fifth line from the end of the Amid, that's what we are interested in. Biprote Maiko Mimayit Lei, Lo Yiroye Ve Lo Yimotzi. Lo Yimotzi. So the Prat is Mimayit Ba Yiroye Ba Yimotzi. Only in Pesach Rishon there is a lab of Bali Roy Bali Motzi. But in Pesach Sheni there is no lab of Bali Roy Bali Motzi. This is what the Prat of Matzah Semreim is Mimayit. So then in parentheses you have the Domele. The Hayin Leike, the Havalaf Shemit HaKlese, the Hayin Leike, the Havalaf Shemit HaKlese. So why is it put in parentheses? So the Madei Mishpat Neamitza says, Svorim Acherim Lega Sinole. So that's why it's placed in parentheses. Because in some Svorim, in some text, this expression doesn't exist. So in other words, there are two Gersois. According to one Gersa, the Gemara says in so many words, Why do we say that the Prat, the specific expressions of Matzah Semreim are exclude the Aloche of Bali Roy Bali Motzi in Pesach Sheni? Why? Because it's the Domalei, the Hainaleike, the Havel Lafshin Itaklese, the Hainaleike, the Havel Lafshin Itaklese, Eifechano. Yeah, right. But then, some Svorim are not gear as that. Why? So then, one second, please. So the Svorim that not gear as that, so the Gemara doesn't say that Bali Roy, Bali Morze is no Malkes because it's a Lavan Itaklese. Anyway. I really don't understand. I mean, Reb Chaim raises the question against the Rambam. Why the Rambam is not Reb Chaim's kasha? I mean, all the Achreinim raise that question. So from that Gemara, because here the Gemara says that it's a lavan in the place, so even if he's kono chomes with Pesach, he shouldn't get malkes because it's still a lavan in the place. So there is a very simple teretz. Maybe the Rambam didn't have that girsi that exists in our text. Svarim acherim loiga sinoli. Svarim acherim. So loiga sinoli. So mele. So mele it's not undressed. But even if we say that the Rambam did not have that girsi, but the fact is there is an essay of Tashbisu. So without the Gemara, there shouldn't be malkes because of a lavanity glass. That's the cash. As far as the Gemara is concerned, so we can say that the Rambam did not have the girsi that exists in our text. But without the Gemara, why shouldn't it be a lavanity glass? After all, there is an essay of Tashbisu. So that's the kasha again. So Reb Chaim says as follows. Now then Reb Chaim mentions another kasha against the tour. The tour in Simen Tofmen Gimur or Tofmen Dalet. Oh. Rab Yudha Imiyar in Bio Chomes al Saifi, Virashe Pesik Avosi, Vichim Bisifra Mitzvah, Vizismak, Vagainin Posku Kichachomim, the Amra Mifara Vizir El Ruach, Uimatu Liam, Pirush Gas Yifara Kishi Yizrek Liam, Vliashlechenu Shom Sholem, Vichim Kosva Rambuzal, ובעליתו ובהפרביו דלי כמו דווקא סריפה אלא שלא בשעס ביורי אבל בשעס ביורי אז בסוסי בכל דבר ופיר שרשה שלא בשעס ביורי הוא שור שישיס עוזו דווקא בסריפה ובשעס ביורי הוא מכאן ואילך ורב נתם פיר שפחה שעס ביורי הוא שור שישיס ועוז אז בסוסי בכל דבר ומשום ואילך דווקא בסריפה ופי זה אפילו רב יהודה אין צורך לסייפי שריב אילו המדבר עם קדם סעיף 6 כוסר עדינו אבי אורוזר ואפילו לרשא בשור חמישיס הלבסוסי בכל דבר כמשמות הבנוי ואינו הקים פירוש שהוא פירוש רב יהודה אפילו יצא בשיורו הוא דווקא בסריפו וכשסייפי בשעס איסורי לכל העומה אוסור הנסבי לקח תיב לאסס למידורו ולסייפי בפני עצמי אבל אונס ביפרי אחר שסורפי זה תולו בפלוקת רב יהודה רבון לרב יהודה שהוא בסריפי מותר דיקיים אולן כל הנשרופים אפרו מותר ולרבון הנוסר דכל הנגבורים אפרו מוסר So the tour says in Simen Tov Mem Hei Now, the halacha is that kol hanisrofim is afro mutar banoi. Kol hanigborim afro noso banoi. For example, neisa. So the ifer of neisa, the ashes, hamutar banoi. Boso b'cholov is also banoi. Suppose you burn boso b'cholov. So the ifer is also banoi. The ifer of boso b'cholov is also banoi. because the whole of his new glory, that's at the end. That's at the end of Misachas Tmur. So the Gemara says, Kola Nisrofi Afron Muter Banoye, and Kola Hanidborin is Afron Osabanoye. So the Torah says, how about the Ifer of Chometz? Is it Muter Banoye or not? He burns on Pesach Chometz. Is he allowed to have Anoye from the Ifer of the Chometz? So the Torah says it depends. According to Rabbi Yudeh, that Bio Chometz is only Bisreife, and the Aloha, the Gemara says at the end of Nisachas Tmure, that Kol HaMisrofim is Afron Muter, so the Ifer of Chometz, according to Rabbi Yudeh, is Muter Banoye. According to Rabbonon, that Ashgusso say is the Choldovo, so it's Nigborin. So Nigborin is Afron Osa. That's what the Torah says. So Kveger is the kasha against the Torah. It's very difficult, the Torah. The reason as to why the Gemara says at the end of Mure that Kol HaMisrofim is Afron Muter and Kol HaNigborin is Afron Oseh, so Tesis at the end of Mure and other Rishonim explain it because if it's Nisrofim, it requires Reife, so it's Nasis Mitzvoson. So since it's Nasis Mitzvoson, so the Ifer is Muter. The Ifer is Muter because it's Nasis Mitzvoson. Yeah, because Nasis Mitzvoson. Masheim ki nikborin Bosa B'cholov. There is no mitzvah to destroy it. Bosa B'cholov Yosu Banoye, you have to destroy it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to bekever it. But in the Rabbonon, you have to bekever it because of the possibility of a mirchel. If you are not kever it, so somebody might need it and have annoy from it. He will not know that this piece of meat was cooked together with milk. So he'll eat it, he'll have annoy from it. So, Mirabonon, we have to be kevered because of takole, to prevent takole. So it's not Nasis Mitzvose. But Chometz, whether it's Bio, Chometz is Bisreife, or it's Aldiper Vezeel Ruach, but it's a mitzvah midraise to be mivayret. So it's Nasis Mitzvose. So Nasis Mitzvose anyway. So why does the Torah say that's Rabbi Gevira's kasha against the Torah? Why does the Torah say that Ifer Chometz, according to Rabbi Yudeh, that is Bisreife, so Nisrofim is Afron Muter. So the Ifer of Chometz is also Muter. But according to Rabbanon, that is not Bisreife, it can be Sreife, it can be Peir Bzeir Luach, you can throw it into the sewer, you can do whatever you want. So, but it's a mitzvah raise, you can't leave it in the house and just put up a sign, don't eat it. That you cannot do. So you have to be mivayet. Some melee, it's not mitzvah anyway. That's what Rabbi Kveger says. That's Rabbi Kveger's kashi against the two. Now, so Reb Chaim, in order to answer this kashi, so he raises a certain question. That question is raised by the Minchas Chinuch and the mitzvah of Tashbich. I mean, everybody mentions Minchas Chinuch. I mean, I don't think that there is a rov in the United States when most rabbonim in the United States when they give a Shabbos Agudat Roshes, so they discuss that Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a sofik. What's the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Does the mitzvah of Tashbisu consist in destroying the Chafzeh? In destroying the Chafzeh? That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Destroying the Chafzeh. One second. Destroying the Chafzeh. Or the mitzvah of Tashbisu does not consist in destroying the Chafzeh. the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in eliminating it from the gavra's possession. From the gavra's possession. In other words, if we say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the chepzeh, so then it is proper for a Jew, let's say, suppose a certain Jew, he doesn't like bread, he eats matzah all year, is it proper for that kind of a Jew to buy chometz before Pesach and then destroy it? Of course he will not have any aveir. He doesn't have chometz. So he has no aveir. He's not mechuyach to destroy anything. He doesn't have chometz. But if the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the chepzeh of chometz, so suppose he has no chometz. But he still does a good thing if he goes, let's say, before Pesach and he buys bread and then he destroys them, so he has a kima mitzvah. But if we say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu does not consist in destroying the chepzeh, but in eliminating it from his possession, so mele, the reason as to why, if he has chometz and he burns it or he throws it into the sewer, into the sea, so he's in kind of mitzvah, because by burning it, by throwing it into the sewer, by throwing it into the river, into the ocean, so he eliminates it from his possession. Now if he doesn't have any chometz, so he's in kind of same mitzvah anyway, because he's devoid of chometz. So he's mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So why should he spend money and buy chometz and destroy it? He'll be mekayim the same mitzvah anyway. Because when Pesach begins, he will be devoid of chometz. So he'll be mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So that's the chiyuv raised by the Mechitzel. Reb Chaim raises the same question, whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the chepzeh, or the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in eliminating chometz from his possession. There is a law about moye, and there is a mitzvah to eliminate from his possession all chometz. How does he absorb? So Reb Chaim says that's telling the machlokes between Reb Yudeh and Rabbah. According to Reb Yudeh, that you cannot just destroy it by throwing it in the sewer, by crumbling it up and throwing it into the river, but you have to burn it, you have to set fire to it. But it goes without saying that if he breaks it up into the little pieces and then he throws it into the river, so he also eliminates it out of his possession. That's not good enough, according to Rabbi Yudeh. Because according to Rabbi Yudeh, there is a mitzvah to destroy the chepzeh. So the chepzeh, that consists in burning it. But if you break it up into small particles and you throw it into the river, so then you're not really destroying the chepzeh. According to Rabbi Yudeh. So mele, according to the Rabbonon, who say that you can do it anyway, by burning it, by being pair of zeh, by throwing it into the sewer, into the river. So mele, the mitzvah consists in the fact that the gavre is devoid of chometz. So mele, the aloha of nasis mitzvose, it becomes good about noye, is only shayach when there is a mitzvah to realize in the chepzeh. So then we say that Das Nass ist mit Zwasei, und der Eifer ist Mutter. Neisser, der Eifer, ob Neisser ist Mutter, war neu, because der, war Neisser, Menno, war Beker, war Eich, ist Refuh, so die Mitzri ist, to destroy the Hefze. The Hefze requires Bio, Sreibe. So Mary, ich habe to say, in the Hefze, it's Nass ist mit Zwasei. So, according to Rabbi Judah, it's a mitzvah to realize the Hefze. So, Mele, the Eifa is Mutter. Mashenke, according to Rabbonon, Pirav, Zelo, Lach. It doesn't make any difference how you get rid of it, as long as you take it out from your possession, either by burning it, or by throwing the sewer, or by tossing it in the wind. So, in other words, as long as you take it out of your possession, and then the Gavre, Mikhail Mitzvah, by virtue of the fact that the Gavre is devoid of Chometz. He is devoid of Chometz. He doesn't have any Chometz in his possession. So there is no king in the Hefzeh. So it's not Shaykh to say Nasus Mitzvah. That's the Teretz on the two. Anyway, so then Reb Chaim says, according to the Rabbonon, that it's only a loch in the Gavre, he shouldn't have in his possession Chometz, so then it's possible to say that there is no Kiyumese altogether, only an Isarese. If it's an Isarese, so Mele, it's not Shaykh to say Lavan Idivese. Lavan Idivese is Shaykh to say likely Sigzel. So if he gazel, the H is like Zilash Gozal. So there is a chiyuvese, but if there is only an iserese, it's not a lavanite klese. So the Gemara Daf Tzadikei goes a little bit of Rabbi Yude, even if we accept the girls, goes a little bit of Rabbi Yude, that is bisreife. So if it is bisreife, so then it's a chiyum in the hefze. So it's a chiyum in the hefze, and of course a chiyumese. So it's a lavanit klese. Masheinkin, according to the Rabbonon, the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, so there is, it's certainly not a chiyuv, a kiyum in the Hefzeh, and there is no kiyum ese altogether. It's only an iseresse, like Baliroye, like Baliroye. But except the Baliroye, so the Magnishne says, in the Rambam, you are only aver on Pesach itself, not Erev Pesach, and the Yisarese of Tashbisu, you are aver even Erev Pesach, after Chatzis, but if there is no Kiyomese, it's not the love, Hanitak, love Hanitak blessing. So I mentioned that Reb Chaim says that that's Tolu in the Machloikes between Reb Yudah and Rabbanan. But Rashi Shiti is that Bein Rabbi Yudah and Bein Rabbonon, so there are two aspects in Tashbisu. One, a Chiyuves. And as far as the Chiyuves and the Kiyumes is concerned, so it's Kedem's Manisurei. It's Kedem's Manisurei. And then there is another aspect, the Yisarese, that's Lachas Manisurei. But according to Rashi, there is no difference between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon. But there are two aspects in Tashbisu. Okay, so that will be enough. Now, next week there is no shul in Tzachi. Next week, what? No shul in Tzachi. So it's and then so I mean the following week there'll be shul in Tzachi. So Sashim Shul. One second. Now, assuming the Yimurish means the 15th, so there is a portion of the day when you have it in possession. So person in order to dispose of that stira, that inconsistency, we have to say that generation is reference to the 14th. The 14th, so male in the 15th. So the 15th is the 15th. So it's completely devoid of possession of chametz. Ah, that's a buy. Then Tony Rabbi Shmuel has another yavis. Tony Rabbi Shmuel Tone Motziri Dalet Shnikovish, that Rishon itself means Yudalet without any rayas, because of an apparent inconsistency, and otherwise an apparent inconsistency between the posik of Shivas Yom Seiri Motziv Vatechem on one hand, and Bayim Ovishin Talpishu Seiri Vatechem on the other. Motziv Dalash Nikovishin Shinar Vovishin Dabo Sovim Lachayre. So there, Rishon is spelled out as referring to the 14th, the Gabi Akovas Kom Pesach, Bo Rishon Be'Avosa Yim Vachevich. Vachevich. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar, Rishon De Mikol Omash. The Omakot, how Rishon Odom Tiborit, Hakidim Odom Rishon Radito, that was mentioned by the Rebbeinu Shalom, Bimaran Vue to Iev, through the tempest, because Iev complained against the Ashgoche, why he suffers so much. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said to him, you know why this is so and why that is so? Were you born before the Rishon? Why do you try to understand the mysteries of the universe? So, what does Rishon Odom Tiborit mean? Before them. So, some melee, Arba'im Rishon means the day before the Yom Tefof of Pesach. Alamato, the Kachim Lachem Bayim Rishon, Hochanam Rishon Korem Ashma. If Rishon means the day before the Yom Tov, so then it should follow that the Kachim Rishon means Erev Sukkos, you have to take a look if it's not so. Shana also, the Chzibus Machma for the Shemashiach of Shivas Yom, Mashvi Shvi Lechad, Af Rishon Rishon Lechad. So in other words, there we have a special view that Rishon doesn't mean the day before the Yom Tov, but it means the first day of the Yom Tov. But otherwise, when we have no Gilu, in a stam, Rishon means the day before. So in Moras Kashi, okay, now here we also have a gil, a similar gil. Ochanami exceed Alvayim Orishin Tashpisu, and then Shiva Shomim Matis Techeil. Imke Nirti Horvishe, Horvishe Nomori, Shmam Noch Lamo. So now the war is modified. I mean, this is a Palamba Yitzhak meant. Not that Rishi in general means the day before, but Rishon itself means the first day, not the day before. He said, Yom Tov. But here the Torah says, Ho Rishon, with the hey. So it's the first Rishon, first. first day of Yom Kippur. The first day idea emphasizes that it's the day before this, the 7 days of Sukkot, because of the hay. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Vishnu kol mashmi lavrum yukhoya dodo mashmi vishnu mashmi yukhoya shulim ki lechol shiru di kol ki lechsi shvah shon matzi di chayu abu na vishnu vishnu kilo nais koma o vishnu on tibol daki di modu ma vishnu larito o chenam o ksi bai kogu vishvah shon mito vishnu ma vishnu di vindi shvi o shnam o ue fei do vishnu o so di gmora di kashe yohe posom name da di ue Hovishay Gomali, there he told us to Kahtam Lachem Bayedi Hovisha. Paul could have said Bien Vishay, Bien Hovishay. There are two emphasizes. So why don't we say there too that it means Arab Sukkot, we have to take a look. Bisu, Hosam Yasi, Bayin Hovishay Shabose. Ubayim Ashmini Shabosei, also in the head, Hovishina Bien Vishin Shabosei, Bien Shmini Shabosei, but Bien Hovishin Shabosei, Bien Hashmin Shabosei. Ein Riso, there we should also say, Rishin Yikorem Ashma. And you're not going to say there that the Pshat is the day before the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Shana Hosom the Makro, Bien Ashmini Shabosei. Mashmini Shmini Dechad Afrishin Rishin Dechad. Also the question is, so we have a view that it means the first day of Yom Tov, so why the extra hay Horishin Omali Limutech Rishonim? There the Torah emphasizes the first that only the first is also been lost, but Halameit is not also been lost. Alright, that it is also been lost, but not only lost. The Barabud is muter, and the Hamid is muter. But to be also no meloches, other than nichol nefesh, that's only being of it. So here Shomer in Rishon Shmini after. Why did the Torah have to say Horishen? Hashmini, the Torah says, Bim Rishay, Bim Shmini, Mikha Kadesh, means only the first day and the eighth day, and the other days is not Mikha Kadesh, is not also the more. Kirishon Eidu, Shmina, it's South Light Hamini, because Rahman Eidu, Mashmini. Vod meisipal min rishen, dafil v'chil shel meyein. So even though the Torah says yim rishen and yim shmini, but since there is a vod uvayoyim hashmini, so in other words, that means that the eighth day is added to the previous days. Chalameyeto. So that's why the Torah has to mention the hay. To emphasize no Chalameyed not. So, but the question is, why would I have a Salkid Aitoch that in spite of the fact the Torah mentions in Vishin Shabbosi, in Shmini Shabbosi, all the other Chalameyed days are included because of